Hi, and welcome to Spotlight on Writers. Today we are here with Karen Asp, author of Anti-Aging Hacks. Welcome, Karen. How are you today?
I'm great, Melissa. Thanks for having me here.
So first of all, can you explain to us what a hack is and tell us a bit about your background and how you came to write this book?
Sure. So I think that hack is perhaps an American term. We use it just to say we're going to hack something. So it means we're going to take a very simple way to do something. And in this case, you're going to get roughly 244 simple strategies to help you age better. And how I came about this book is the publisher actually approached me. It's being published by Adams Media, which is an imprint of Simon & Schuster. It will be published on January 1, 2019. And they were familiar with my background as a magazine writer. I specialize in health, fitness, and nutrition. And throughout the years, I've been a contributing editor for Woman's Day. I'm currently a columnist for Better Homes and Gardens. I write for magazines like Women's Health, Prevention, Real Simple, Runner's World, Self, Shape, Weight Watchers, all those. And they were very familiar with my work and wanted a writer who was well-versed in health and wellness, could translate research, and could not only translate the research, but also put the research into actionable, doable strategies, which is what this book is all about.
Well, that's a really impressive resume, I have to say.
Thank you.
Would you like to go into a little bit of what some of the strategies are that it contains for anti-aging? What can you tell us about that?
Sure. Well, these strategies are interesting in that they're We generally think about anti-aging, I think no matter where you live, as being beauty-focused, and these are certainly beauty-focused, but when we talk about beauty, it's beauty from the inside out. So it's not just outside in, but it's inside out. So these strategies encompass everything from nutrition and exercise to sleep to, yeah, some general beauty strategies as well, but it's a whole compendium of healthy living strategies. That's really the focus of the book, is how to age with more grace, vitality, and energy. And some of the things that readers will learn in there are really, again, actionable strategies. Things like why you should bring your cell phone up to eye level when you're using your cell phone, rather than hunched over and in that posture that so many people have adopted. Why you should put on sunscreen 365 days a year, whether you're a man or a woman. Why you should switch to non-dairy milk. How you can lower your fitness age. What a serving of leafy greens a day will do for you. What reading a book for 30 minutes a day will do for you, or just 10 minutes if that's all you have. Why you should adopt a pet. All of these are in the book.
And so that segues into the next question I want to ask, which is, what does anti-aging mean to you? It sounds like it's connected to quality of life as well.
Oh, Melissa, you hit the nail on the head right there, as we say. Anti-aging to me is not just about the numbers of years that you live. A lot of people like to say, oh, I want to live to 100. But if you spend the last 20 or 10 years of your life in poor quality, that's not a really good way to live. So when I think about anti-aging, it's really not quantity, it's quality. And if my quality of life can stay as high for as long as possible, that to me defines good anti-aging. And this book has everything in there, very simple strategies. You can do one a day that will help you achieve that goal.
And who is this book for?
Well, by the title alone, you might think that it's for women, and it probably will definitely lean heavily toward women, but men definitely have a reason to pick this book up too. There are many, many strategies that they can follow as well. And it's also not just for the young. Certainly, if you're in your 20s and 30s, this is a great time to start adopting a healthy lifestyle. Even if you're in your 80s or your 90s, my 93-year-old stepfather said to me, Karen, this book shouldn't, I'm not going to read this book. I'm already 93. What will I get out of this book? And I said, you will get a lot out of this book. So it doesn't matter your age and it doesn't matter your gender. This is really a book for anybody who wants to improve their quality of life, man, woman, no matter their age.
And a lot of health programs can be pretty intense and hard to keep up with. An example is a stationary bike that becomes a coat rack. Can you tell us your tips are easy to implement and keep up?
Oh, Melissa, they're super easy to implement. And I am also a fitness trainer as well. And so whenever I talk to people about adopting lifestyle habits, be it a diet change, an exercise change, it's always best to do it as simple as possible. It's very overwhelming to think about how to change your life and how to overhaul everything. But these strategies are very, very simple. You could do one a day. You could do one a week. You choose how you want to kind of make your plan, but they're all designed to be very simple, very easy, and very effective. And I think that behavior change is best, first of all, when you start small, you start simple. And it's as simple as, for instance, if you've wanted to maybe move a little bit more, you set an alarm every 30 minutes. I advocate every 30 minutes, and you get up and move for at least a minute or two, movement however you want, and then you sit back down, you set the alarm again, or just keep it going off. That's an easy way to add movement to your day. So none of the strategies in the book are hard. They're all very, very easy.
Are there any fun facts from the book that you'd like to share with us?
I think one that people might find interesting is that for people who are dealing with crow's feet, which are those lovely little lines around the eyes that people don't often like, but one thing that you'll learn in the book is that they actually are a sign of a fulfilling, rich life. Studies have shown that people who have more crow's feet around their eyes actually do lead a more fulfilled, happy life. But if you're a little bit worried about those crow's feet, because let's face it, society can be a little brutal on you when you age, and it's not always a great thing to have them, one of the easiest things that you can do is put some soy milk on cotton ball each, lie down on your couch, place the cotton balls on your eyes, 5 minutes, and that's an easy way to help soothe some of those wrinkles around the eyes.
I think you just flipped everything on its head. I think Hollywood's now going to be trying to get crow's feet so they can show that they have a happy life.
Well, it would be great. I've even tried to understand that in my life as I age, crow's feet are actually not a bad thing after all. So,
and what would you like the takeaway message to be for readers?
I really think that taking responsibility for health is something that everybody globally needs to do. With the rise in obesity around the world, with the rise in diabetes, heart issues, other things, especially in the American population, but I know that it's spreading around the world, I think that we have a responsibility to our health, and it's not just for ourselves, but it's for the people in our lives. And when we start taking care of ourselves, the world becomes such a brighter, more compassionate place. And the possibilities that we can then reach are infinite. And I think that this book will help people, again, just start on a journey to a healthier life. And so I think no matter your age, you can attain that healthier life. No matter where you are, what you're doing, there's always some way that you can improve some little part of your life.
That's a wonderfully empowering message. If you'd like to learn more, you can go to Karen's website, karenasp.com. That's karenasp.com. Thank you so much for being with us today, and wish you a lot of success with the book.
Thanks, Melissa. Appreciate the time.